Brownback wants to cut more than $128 million in state and federal funds from CanCare, the state's privatized Medicaid program. It covers more than 400,000 Kansans, mainly low-income families, but also people with disabilities and elderly Kansans in nursing homes who have used up their life savings. The head of the Kansas Hospital Association says his group will urge federal officials to reject the proposed cuts and might also go to court to stop them. Brownback administration officials say they're confident they can get federal approval. The cuts are set to take effect July 1st. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.